Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Am I speaking to Judith?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, just a moment. Okay. May I ask, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely? Yes?
Yes,
or no?
I am.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And which state do you currently live? California or
California.
Other? Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Merced.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on regular home phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
All on a cell phone.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, what year were you born?
1947.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native? Or
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school, some high school graduate, some college, no degree, vocational training school, 2-year college degree, 4-year college bachelor's degree, some graduate work, no degree, or 2 to 3 year postgraduate work master's degree or doctor law.
I have a 4-year college degree and some graduate.
Thank you. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor? Would that be strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democratic.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one, okay? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna Garcia Rose, would that be favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, or never heard?
Never heard.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Favorable? Okay.
Unfavorable.
Oh, unfavorable. I'm sorry. Okay, got it. On Donald Trump, unfavorable. Okay.
Yes.
Kamala Harris. Would that be favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard?
Favorable.
Favorable? Okay. Esmeralda Soria. Would that be favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard?
Favorable.
Favorable. Thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Would that be abortion, homelessness, inflation and the cost of living, border security, climate change, education, jobs and the economy, taxes, crime and public safety, health care?
All of the above.
Okay. on this one, I asked you only for one. What would be the most, well, let's say
probably
the one?
Crime and public safety.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you. Now, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? With that, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Okay.
Hands down.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, mother, I've been saying that word all day.
Esmeralda.
Okay. Esmeralda, okay. Esmeralda, would that be definitely, probably, lean?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. All right. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track? Would that be right direction or wrong track? I'm sorry.
That's a real, I don't know.
Okay. All right. We'll move to the next one. Now, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, stayed the same?
I think it stayed the same.
Okay. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
Not recently. I may have in the far past, but.
Okay. Okay, moving along. Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year?
No.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Okay. The first one is, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and methadone dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Much more likely, much somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No, the last one.
Okay, no difference.
Yeah.
Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
Okay. As professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely.
No difference.
No difference, okay. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, other mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member?
Esmeralda.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for State Assembly. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would that be much more likely? Somewhat more likely?
No, you know, any of those would be no difference. Anything with Esmeralda is no difference.
Okay. Now, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private insurance, health insurance. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. We're almost done. I know it's taking some time, but we're almost done. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislator raise the gas tax. The legislator agreed, and now you pay more food, groceries, and gas because of it. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. While families struggled to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of the Soria's personal expenses. Would that be much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, I'm sorry, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Almost done. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, other mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member?
Esmeralda.
Okay. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, would that be a strong Democrat, not so strong Democrat, or lean to Democrats?
A strong Democrat.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate,
thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-choice.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that will vote for or against a candidate on the basis regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Would that be yes or no?
I think no.
No, you will not? Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Well, Joe Biden is not on the ticket. But I would not. It would be Joe Biden. I'm not going to vote for Trump for love nor money.
Okay. So you voted in 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden?
Oh, yeah, 20. Yes, I did. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the date. I was going, what? Biden.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate it for taking the time.
You're
have a
quite
wonderful
welcome.
Evening. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Well, you take it easy.
You
thank
too.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.